Good morning, 7:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, or is it AM 1330 and 99.1, or is it the internet, or is it, it's kind of all of the above. It's
maybe HD3.
It's HD3 Pensacola on 98.7. Yeah, I mean, who knows? We are putting interviews together for you and putting them up on our Facebook page at the very least. Anything else is gravy the day after a massive hurricane with flood damage and everything else that you know about. Can we just not have to say the name too much anymore? Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So first question, a personal question for you. When yesterday did you get unstranded from the water in downtown?
It was about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. I was finally able to get out. You know, we tell people to turn around, don't drown, and I certainly wasn't going to go against that and try it. And then if something happens, I would never hear the end of that. So I waited until I could clearly see the roadway clear.
You know, knowing y'all as well as I do, I have to imagine that part of your motivation was to stay alive. Part of your motivation was even more so maybe that you knew you would get ribbed forever if something like that happened, and the embarrassment of the ribbing was worse than the danger to your life. Is that not wrong?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, nobody is hard on police officers more than other police officers are. So if you do something like that, if you drown your cruiser, you hear about it not only for the next few days, but pretty much your whole career.
Yeah, the only good news is you don't get call signs around it like they do in the military. So anyway, what are we looking at downtown? Obviously, a lot of the flooding has gone down now that the rain has passed and moved out of our area. But are we still looking at widespread closures? Not so much. What's going on?
Yeah, the roads are open. We don't have any flooded roadways at this time, but the main problem is the electricity. Once they get that turned on, they've got to get the traffic lights put back. We've got a lot of lights downtown that were blown down that are missing. We also have some stop signs that are missing. So we want people, you know, you drive through there every day and you're kind of used to when you're supposed to stop and things like that. We've got others that don't know. And so everybody just needs to travel slowly downtown so we don't have any collisions because of the lack of lights and stop signs.
Under ordinary circumstances, when a traffic signal goes out, or even two or three, you've got resources where you can put somebody there to direct traffic and tell them slow down, stop, and whatnot. With this many traffic lights out, there's no physical way to do it, right?
Yeah, we don't have that. We grant for call is our priority, and the major intersections that need some assistance, we'll be able to do that as we can. But right now, it's a four-way stop for every intersection that doesn't have a light. We just want people to remember to do that. And we still have some intersections that have low-hanging damaged traffic lights, and you need to watch for that. We've marked those with crime scene tape the best we can, but we still need to watch them, especially after dark.
Do you now, last night we had our first implementation of the curfew, put on in the whole county. How did curfew enforcement go?
I'm not aware of any arrest or any issues in the city of Pensacola.
Wow, outstanding. And should I I don't know what y'all are doing. That's why I ask. I assume there's not as much call for service going on, but maybe it's higher because of the water and everything going on yesterday. What have your officers been doing over the last, 28, 30 hours?
Well, yeah, the rescues came first, and then we started answering alarm calls that had backed up and other non-emergency calls that had backed up, and now officers are back to answering normal calls. We've had some burglary calls yesterday. We had some calls about looting yesterday. I don't believe that turned out to be the case on the looting, but we did have a burglary of a vehicle in a business, and we had one person that was eventually taken into custody over that. So things are slowly starting to get back to normal.
So you said you had some calls on looting, but you don't think any of that turned out to be the case. I think, we talked about this with Chief Simmons the other day, but I think it's just a good reminder. The basic law on this stuff is if somebody is taking your property, you cannot use deadly force with them. It is only if you are in jeopardy of your life or limb or serious bodily injury. That's the only time that you could actually use deadly force, right?
Yes, we don't use deadly force when somebody is stealing your property. If they're coming toward you or your home or your family, that's a different situation. But if someone is trying to get ice or somebody's trying to get water or something like that, we sure don't want to see anybody shot over an incident like that.
And is the 311 service center – oh, sorry, that's the city. Is 911 operating for you guys okay? I know yesterday there was a time when you guys were not dispatching calls anymore, and we talked about that. I know that's all back to normal, but is dispatch 911, all of your communication systems working okay?
We had to go down yesterday, but 911 is rerouted to the county, to the EOC, so it's a very as far as it going out completely, that's not going to happen. We had some radio issues, but we've also got a backup system there that's up and working properly. So the calls are being answered, the calls are being dispatched, and like you said, we're getting back to normal, but it's a slow pace.
And again, is 911 still a scarce resource where you only want people using that for life and death kind of situations, everything else to go to non-emergency numbers or the county information line?
Yeah, absolutely. Just call 911 for emergencies only, and then the normal number 435-1845 for non-emergency issues, or the city 311 for flooding or trees down or mud in the road, things like that can go to 311.
All right, very good. Mike, anything else that I failed to ask? Anything else you want to let people know or maybe just remind or encourage them about as we're dealing with the aftermath of Sally?
Yeah, our supervisors are asking me again to please see if folks don't mind staying home again. If they don't have to get out, please don't. We've got crews out, not only the police, but we've got Public Works and Gulf Power trying to get things back up and running. And there's a lot of people out just looking. Now, we understand if you have a boat you need to check on, a business you need to check on, we get that. And that's okay. But there's a lot of folks out there that are riding around slowly with their phones out the window taking pictures. Those are the ones that are getting in the way. And we just ask for them to stay home and be patient and help us to help them and get these roadways back open.
All right. Very good. And just I know we've talked about it with a lot of people. I know it's well-known news at the moment. But, you know, you were kind of the first ones to really confirm it to us. 3 Mile Bridge is an absolute no and is not going to be for a while until FDOT can get out and look at it and figure out what their restoration plan is, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to get out there and figure out what the plan is. But fortunately, Skanska has a facility here that makes those parts. It makes the piece that disappeared. And, you know, those guys build bridges every day, and they know what they're doing. And hopefully they'll get it back up and running quicker than anybody thought. We'll just have to wait and see.
Any truth to the rumor that Tina Turner had been brought in after her Bartertown experience and that she was going to rebuild? Any truth to that? Have you heard?
That's a new one on me. No.
I know, a little bit too obscure with the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome reference. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, you know it's true. I always appreciate how much you give us great information and all the work that your officers do. Please stay safe out there, and thanks for helping us be safe.
Hey, we want to thank you and News Radio for doing everything you can to get the word out under extreme circumstances that you guys are going through. You're still able to get it out to the folks, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey, brother, thanks, man. I appreciate you. You know that.
All right, anytime.
All right, bye-bye.